Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Republican American. You can find her online at rep-am.com or in the paper. Good morning there, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Glad to have you back.
It's nice to be back.
Yes, even in this bitter cold. Ugh.
Well, it's one. I spent the Saturday and Sunday in the house, and so when I went out this morning and it was 5 below, it was kind of a shock to the system. And then when I got into the station and it was 72, it was another shock to the system. Now I'm finally settled in about another hour and a half, I'll have to go out again to go home.
It's just going to wreak havoc, but hey, it's January. What can we expect?
And we didn't get clobbered. We got just a normal amount of snow, which was nice.
Yeah, we were lucky. So we're still among the trees. the issue at Housatonic Meadows continues. The group known as Housatonic Meadows Preservation Action went before the Council of Environmental Quality this past week, and they've been really upset about the massive cutting of trees at the park, and the council had some recommendations, mostly to about the communication. That was the biggie. There was a lack of communication before it happened, and DEEP has apologized for that. But nevertheless, they're going to continue to cut those trees, and this group will continue to fight it. So it's an interesting saga. There was a meeting in Cornwall about the town plan of development. It's an annual meeting where all the boards and commissions come and tell what they've done over the year to meet the plan, and most of them were said they had met their goals or on their way. So that's always an interesting meeting to see what goes on over the year. We have a story today about the sale of the castle.
I was going to say the Hidden Valley Castle, $6.5 million.
Yeah, and apparently, I spoke with the owners, Russell Barton and Susie Stone, and they have, since 2019, have redone the whole thing. I just would love to get into it and see it. It's fairy tale like, as I said, and it's just an amazing castle that was built in the 1920s by the socialite, and she wanted everything just perfect, and it looks like a child's storybook.
And it even has a licensed heliport.
Yes.
A license, and that in the northwest corner.
That's unheard of.
That's almost unheard of, to have a licensed heliport.
Yeah. Have you ever been up there?
For people that don't know, it's in Cornwall. And it's, they've put a lot of money into this. I mean, it wasn't like they bought this castle and it was done.
Oh, no.
No. They spent a lot of money on this, and they've done meticulous work, and it doesn't look like a castle simply because it's in Cornwall, but every step of the way, it's a castle. It's amazing.
Yeah, with moats and gargoyles and turrets. And Russell Barton is the same one who redid the Litchfield Jail. He loves renovating historic places, and it was really, he talked about the disrepair it was in and how much they had to redo. It's really amazing. So, but they want to move on. They love horses, and they bought a horse farm, and they, as she said, were farmers at heart, and so I'm pleased that they, they're leaving it in great shape and for the next person. So, very interesting story.
It's one of those, that castle in Cornwall has always been a spot for people to go and want to see, because it's people have known about it over the years.
Mm-hmm. But it is hidden.
Oh, it is very hidden. It's hard to hide a castle, but not in Cornwall.
Exactly. We also had a story about Bob Green survived the drive retiring.
Yeah, it's, the COVID really did him in. We've been working with Bob on the air and survived the drive since we've been on the air, basically, here. And I even filmed some of his presentations that he's done around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a great program, teaching mostly teenagers about the safeties and how to drive properly. And, as I said, you can't really tell how many people he saved. You just you know, there's no way to quantify that, but I'm sure he has with the courses he's given.
Basically, so. His message was there are no accidents, there are crashes.
Yeah.
There are crashes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and he said something about it, there are no accidents, there are mistakes.
Yep.
Yeah. So hats off to Bob for all he's done. Yeah. And Carolyn Wakefield passed away.
Carolyn, you know, I think back to my high school days. I think of Carolyn Wakefield. I think of course, Mrs. Snyder. And I'm really going to date myself, a Doc Stoddard.
Yeah, well, anybody who went to the high school back in those days, he left in 66, and people, those who went there before him just talk about him all the time and how he, you know, he formed that school, and it's still, many of his legacy is still there. So Caroline was the dean of girls and director of guidance. I guess they
yes.
split it up in those days, and she too left her mark, and she almost made it to 101, almost, so... story about Salisbury, in Salisbury, about the first COVIDs have hit Noble. They were clear for all this time during the pandemic, and they had their first cases this past couple of weeks. They're on the mend, but you just can't stop the Omicron variant. It's just a variant. And gear is pretty well clear at this point. They've had some cases, but they're with staff, but they're pretty clear. So our nursing homes appear to be doing, they're getting there.
Every time over the past 3 weeks when I went to the emergency room at the hospital, speaking to the doctors, just flooded with this variant, with people getting this variant. It's just it's that easy to get. It's not as dangerous as the other ones if you're vaccinated, but still just flooded with this variant.
Yeah, it's just, well, everyone you talk to knows somebody or has it or had it. Yeah, it's just... It's tough. Speaking of that, we had the 30th State Central Democratic District had a meeting, and Johanna Hayes was speaking from her basement because she had her second bout with it. So it's everywhere. It's everywhere. You're right. Looking ahead, Marshall, I have a very quiet week. I don't know about you.
Yeah, in Salisbury, I think today the Planning and Zoning Commission is meeting. Tomorrow, the Historic District Commission. I know in Sharon they have the American Rescue Plan Act. That's going to be February 2nd at 6:30, and the Housing Committee the 7th. But it's kind of hit and miss all week long in North Canaan. The Board of Selectmen meets on the 7th, Board of Finance on the 9th, and... of course, in Falls Village, the Board of Education has their regular meeting coming up tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, but not that much.
Very little. There's a talk on tidying up at Scoville Library on Thursday via Zoom with somebody who's written books on organizing your home and offices. Otherwise, it's really, really quiet. Region 1 Board is, and ABC are meeting, at some point. They're talking about a search for the assistant superintendent. Nothing firm on that as of yet. So, very quiet, but as we always say, things do happen and news will come up.
And the region has gone to their website. If you want information every week, you can go to the Region 1 website on COVID-19, mm-hmm. and they'll list all the particulars there.
Yeah, they've changed.
Yeah. That's smart.
Lisa Carter isn't going to put out something the way she's been doing it. So you have to go to the website. And ABC did have a meeting the other night. Sam Herrick, the business manager, put out the proposed budget. Going to be some increases in health insurance that were unexpected for the region, so that all the towns should be aware. It's going up at least 8% at this point. Oil prices are going up, so I would think boards of finance are going to really wrangle this year with their budgets.
Yeah, there's a lot of unknown out there, and thank goodness there's the COVID money that's going to all the towns.
Yeah,
that can be moved around to important places.
All the towns are working with their ARPA fund committees, and some have even given out some. Others are still in the process of deciding who to give and how much. So we'll be following that.
All right. Well, stay warm this week, Ruth.
Yes, you too. Well, it's going to warm up later in the week, I hear.
And then it's going to get cold again.
And you take care of yourself. I don't like hearing about all your visits to the ER.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't. Okie dokie. Stay well.
Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robinhood Radio. You can find her work at, of course, rep-am.com. Also in the newspaper.